Good morning. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of 80th Independence Day. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Liberian counterpart Sara Besolo Nianti hold bilateral talks in New Delhi. First India-Israel hackathon evokes huge response from young innovators from both countries seeking to develop technology-driven solutions to challenge in healthcare and rehabilitation. And Iga Swiatek beats Elena Rybakina to claim the women's singles title at Canadian Open Tennis. American Ben Shelton wins men's singles title, defeating compatriot Brandon Nakashima. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The President's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Liberian counterpart Sara Besolo Nianti held bilateral talks in New Delhi yesterday. They reviewed the full spectrum of India-Liberia bilateral relations, including technology, agriculture, health, mining, energy, trade and investment, education, capacity building, and people-to-people exchanges. They also exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues of mutual interest. Dr. Jaishankar congratulated Foreign Minister Nianti on inauguration and opening of Embassy of Liberia in New Delhi. Both ministers also discussed deepening cooperation at multilateral fora to promote peace, development and a strengthened voice of the Global South. In this context, they also spoke about the importance of reform multilateralism, including a reformed United Nations Security Council. The country's exports, including merchandise and services, registered a robust growth of 13.3% in July this year, but reaching to $80.14 billion. The country's exports were $70.72 billion in the same month last year. According to the provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, the export performance was led by merchandise shipments, which jumped over 19.6% to over $44 billion last month from $36.98 billion in the same month last year. We have more in this report.
Among India's major export destinations, the United States, China, Singapore, Kenya and Malaysia recorded positive growth in July this year. India has also recorded positive export growth to the UAE, the Netherlands, Germany, South Africa, Tanzania, Australia, Sri Lanka, Italy and Vietnam during this period. However, exports to the UK, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia and Nepal registered a decline in July. During first 4 months of the current financial year, Singapore, China, Tanzania, South Africa and Sri Lanka were among the major destinations registering significant increases in export value. On the import side, Russia, China, Oman, Taiwan and the United States recorded growth in July, while Russia, China, Oman, the United States and Brazil registered higher import values during April to July period. India's exports to the West Asian region rose by 8.62% year on year to $5.7 billion in July, despite global uncertainties. Exports to the West Asian countries stood at $5.2 billion in the same month last year. India's export to the United States increased 12.85% to $9.2 billion in July. Countries' shipments to China jumped 64.57% to $2.2 billion. Swati Rakheja for World News.
The first India-Israel hackathon, organized on the theme of restorative healthcare, has drawn a huge response from young innovators from both the countries seeking to develop technology-driven solutions to challenges in healthcare and rehabilitation. The hackathon brought 1,300 students and individuals from both countries to address the 14 problem statements. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, felicitated the winners of the hackathon. Among the winning solutions in Israel is a wheelchair-mounted limb mobilization system that harnesses the neutral rotation of a wheelchair's front wheel to enable controlled leg movement without the use of electricity, whereas the winning solutions in India included a system that uses real-time video processing and automated movement analysis to assess the limb movements of injured patients. The initiative provides a platform for the community to strengthen people-to-people ties between India and Israel while harnessing the creativity and technical skills of young students for solutions with wider societal impact. This is Akashwani. You are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump announced new tariffs of up to 100% on imports of unmanned drones and their components, saying the move is aimed at reducing the United States' reliance on foreign suppliers in an industry largely dominated by China. According to a White House statement, the decision was taken on national security grounds. The new measures include a 100% tariff on certain unmanned aircraft systems, particularly larger drones weighing more than 25 kilograms and systems equipped with capabilities considered sensitive for national security. Smaller drones will face a lower tariff rate of 25% under the new policy. China currently plays a major role in the global drone market. Chinese drone manufacturer DJI, which was founded in 2006, has captured more than two-thirds of the global drone market in recent years, according to several studies. Russian President Vladimir Putin today, for the first time, visited the Kuril Islands, a Russian-controlled Pacific island chain, also claimed by Japan, in a move that drew a protest from Tokyo. President Putin visited a fish processing plant, a hospital, and a school on Itoru, one of the chain's southernmost islands. He also briefly spoke to local residents and met with Sakhalin regional governor Valery Limarenko. Japan claims territorial rights to the four southernmost Kuril Islands, which is it calls the Northern Territories. In England, 20 people were injured after a passenger train derailed near the tourist town of Lewes in East Sussex. British Transport Police Chief Superintendent Dominic said that two people sustained serious injuries and 18 others suffered less serious injuries. All the passengers evacuated the train. The train was carrying approximately 150 passengers and travelling from London Victoria to Eastbourne at the time of the incident. Aerial footage showed firefighters and paramedics attending to passengers in a field next to the derailed train, with several ambulances and three helicopters standing by. There was no immediate indication of the cause of the derailment. The UK's Rail Accident Investigation Branch has deployed a team of investigators to the site to begin gathering evidence. In Nepal, at least seven people were killed and five others went missing when a landslide hit Rolpa district. The landslide was triggered by heavy downpour in Kotalbara village of Tawang rural municipality, 450 kilometers west of Kathmandu on Wednesday evening. According to the Deputy Superintendent of Police, Shailendra Thapa, seven bodies were recovered from the site this morning. Two people who sustained injuries in the incident have been taken to a local hospital. Two elderly women and three elderly men have gone missing in the incident. In Canadian Open tennis, 7th seed Iga Swiatek of Poland defeated 2nd seed Elena Rybakina in straight sets to claim women's singles title in Toronto last night. Swiatek captured her first title of the season with a swift 6-2-6-3 win, giving her a confidence boost heading into the US Open. In the men's singles, American tennis player Ben Shelton won the title in Montreal by defeating fellow American Brandon Nakashima with a score of 6-3-7-6. With this victory, the 5th-seeded Shelton successfully defended his tournament crown and captured his second career ATP Masters 1000 trophy. This victory marks his fourth tournament win of the 2026 season, following earlier titles in Dallas, Munich and Stuttgart, bringing his total career to level titles to 7. India emerged as the overall champions at the Commonwealth Fencing Championships by winning an impressive 35 medals after 4 days of competition held at Lagos in Nigeria. Indian contingent secured 13 gold, 8 silver and 14 bronze medals at the event across the under 23 and senior competitions. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of 80th Independence Day. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Liberian counterpart Sara Bessalo-Nyanti hold bilateral talks in New Delhi. First India-Israel hackathon evokes huge response from young innovators from both countries seeking to develop technology-driven solutions to challenges in healthcare and rehabilitation. And Iga Swiatek beats Elena Rybakina to claim the women's singles title at Canadian Open Tennis. American Ben Shelton wins the men's singles title, defeating compatriot Brandon Nakashima. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.